Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do it. Andy Fleshman is with us. He is a former state representative. And were you in the Senate, Andy?
I was in the state house.
Okay, well, you were there, and that was good enough. And there you were, and now you've kind of moved over to something else. President, CEO, Big Brother, Big Sisters. Well, you've been there a while, haven't you?
About 9 years now.
My, I've watched you grow up. That's great.
Now I'm just growing wider. Happy Elvis Presley birthday, by the way.
Well, and to you too. Let's take a look at what you're all about at Big Brothers Big Sisters. I think we all have an idea, and you're there. Well, first of all, let's talk about it with set aside National Mentoring Month. What do you guys do all the time?
We connect kids in need with mentors. Adults who care about kids, who are ready to spend some time with them and help them get on the right path. You know, a mentor isn't a tutor or a teacher. It's just someone who's ready to be there for a child and show them support and attention and you know, help them get where they ought to go in life.
And sometimes Steve Parker, who does Saturday mornings here, Steve had a little brother for quite a while. And I think they're still in contact with each other. I mean, it's something that actually can last a long, long time, not just during the term, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when someone volunteers, we ask them to make a commitment of 1 year, where they will follow through and stay connected with the child. But part of our secret sauce is that typically if a mentor and a child stay in touch for that long, it typically goes much longer. Our average formal match length for a connection between a big and a little is over 3 years. And even after a match is formally closed because a child has graduated from high school or turned 18,
right,
we find that, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, holidays, we have littles and bigs who stay in touch for decades.
Wow. You know, it's really nice. And how much of a commitment is it, Andy?
So, in the before times, as we like to say,
yes,
we used to ask people to be ready to give 6 to 10 hours a month, which,
that's,
you know,
bad,
typically meant getting together on, say, 2 or 3 weekends.
Yeah.
And spending time. Now that we're in the midst of the pandemic and we've set up everything to work virtually, we ask folks to try and set aside a special time each week, say, you know, a Thursday evening or a Saturday morning, where a child knows that their big brother, big sister is going to be available for a FaceTime call,
right,
or a Zoom call, or even just a regular phone call, that's predictable, so that there's some constancy in the life of a kid who maybe is going through quite a bit right now.
Yeah, and are all these kids that you end up mentoring, do they all have issues they're having to deal with? Or, you know, maybe they just don't have much in the way of money. Their family does not. Maybe it's a single family. I mean, are there single parent family? What are some of the situations you find yourself in?
You know, so to just give some broad brushstrokes, about 85% or more of the kids we serve live in a household with a single parent or no parent,
okay,
where
there's
a grandparent or uncle or aunt who's raising the,
yeah,
family. A similar percentage of the kids we serve live under the poverty line. About, yeah, 1 in 10 or so have a parent who may be incarcerated. But broadly, you know, kids don't necessarily have specific problems. They just don't have the kind of attention and support that people like you and I may have been lucky enough to get when we were coming up. And so, you know, that can look like the kid who's, say, the fourth child in a family with a single parent who, you know, maybe they're doing okay in school and getting by, but to have someone who is spending time each week paying attention to just them is really different from what they may be experiencing now, and can help them maybe develop greater self-confidence and readiness to explore the things that are, you know, most important for them. You may have a kid who has tremendous talent in math or science or poetry who isn't pursuing it because there's no one there saying, hey, you're really good at this, you should try it.
That's nice.
So you know, Ray, there are so many things that you've achieved in life where there was someone who was there for you who was saying, hey, you would be really good at this. You have a terrific voice. You have a great personality. You should be trying to host your own show. Everybody needs that, and we just try and make sure that all the kids we serve actually get it.
Is it pretty much the same situation then with big sisters?
Yeah, there's no distinction. In fact, you know, there are times when we will have a surplus of women who volunteered, and so we're not only serving more girls, but maybe we'll match a young boy with a big sister.
Okay.
And we also will sometimes have a couple who together want to do mentoring, and we encourage them to sign up as a big couple where the two of them commit to mentor one child together. You know,
the key thing
is that a child who maybe isn't getting quite as much adult attention and support might benefit from gets that.
Wow. Well, this is National Mentoring Month. And as you say, it's basically you're asking for a one-year commitment, but I think you need to be prepared to figure out that you two are going to click and it's going to go on for quite a while, isn't it? You'll be going to their high school graduation.
It's just like in a relationship. I mean, you don't have to determine it in advance. You can play it by ear and see what happens. And, you know, the matching process, we try and be very intentional. So, you know, if you're someone who loves following baseball, maybe we'll match you with a kid who has the same interest.
But you get to
decide in advance. Ray, if you decide to volunteer, we give you a description of the child we're thinking to match you with. We give the child and his family a description of you.
So you
get to think about it, and then there's a match meeting where you're introduced, you do some things together, and you see if you think this is going to work. So, you know, there's no big surprises that are sort of launched on people. Everyone gets a sense before they go into it.
You know, the when you're doing that match and when you have that meeting, is that going to be virtual as well?
These days, yes.
I know.
So to make it a little bit more fun and natural, our enrollment coordinators, who are just really good at making things simple and sort of greasing the skids so that things are comfortable, they have games and activities to put in place to sort of put a child and a new mentor at ease so that it's not, you know, there's nothing awkward about it. We've got a whole sort of approach to doing through a Zoom call.
So you yourself as a mentor will be mentored to a degree.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, anyone who raises their hand and says, I'd like to do this, after sort of, you know, filling out an application and giving an interview to one of our people, you get a full pre-match training that walks you through the sort of do's and don'ts of being a mentor and working with a child and connecting with the family.
All right. And it doesn't take all that much time. So there you go. And the reward is manyfold, just for the time involved.
I can't tell you how often a volunteer says to me, hey, don't thank me. I get more out of this than my little brother or little sister.
That's nice.
That's one of the most common things. Just one other thing I want to mention to you,
please,
Ray, that's appropriate for National Mentoring Month. You know, we've had this surprising decline in the number of families we've heard from reaching out to us saying, we have a child who could use this support. I think that because this pandemic has been so challenging for so many families and so much of the world has changed, people assume, that was an in-person thing, and I don't know that's happening anymore. I don't know if I want my child getting into a car with somebody else. We're not allowing kids to get in cars with adults who aren't part of their immediate family right now. We're doing it all virtually. And I do want to get the word out to families who may be listening and may have a child who they think would be good for this program, that we're still here and we're still ready to enroll kids along with these volunteers.
Just in a different form. That's all it is. Okay, give us a number here in case people want to get in touch. Maybe the website, too.
Yeah, I think the website is the easiest. We're at nbbbs.org. That's, you know, for Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. Or if you just Google nutmegbigbrothersbigsisters.org, you'll see there's an email that you can send to say I'm interested. There's a phone number that you can call. It's, you know, there's a big green button saying volunteer
count
here.
Me in.
So those numbers and those emails work as well.
Okay.
For any family that wants to sign up a child.
Right. Big brothers, big sisters, making the world better, one child at a time. Thank you very much, Andy, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Ray, for all you do. Really appreciate, you know, I know you have a million things to cover, especially at this crazy time in American history. And I appreciate the fact that you always make time for me and others in the community.
I'm glad to do it. Well, we're still going to be a community no matter what happens. Thank you much for being on. I was going to call you Representative Fleshman, but Mr. President. Okay.
Andy works fine for me, or your adequacy.
Oh, I like that. It's 829. Thanks, Andy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.